desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look in the Word of God. I've written on the board four pens. This is the beginning of a new year. This is the 6th of January, starting a new year. And our desire would be that all of us would have a good year. I know that there will probably be some challenges this year. I know there's going to be some spiritual struggles this year. I know there's going to be some temptations this year, but I believe that there are also going to be some victories this year. I also believe that God has some in store for us if we will allow Him, that we can gain some victories in things that we haven't been as victorious in the past. Lord gave me a message the other day, and it was really an object lesson that the Lord just started talking to my heart. And it has to do with four pens. I will tell you, I was sharing something with Ethan the other day. And I believe, Ethan and I were talking. And Ethan translated for me in Mexico the last few times we've been there. And I told Ethan, I said, you know, I said, sometimes we have to be careful not to complicate the message that the Lord gives. Sometimes ministers and Sunday school teachers can do the same thing, can take the Lord gives a message or a lesson, and then you feel like you just have to add, and you add so much to it, you take away from the simplicity of the thought that the Lord wants to get. So I try to be careful with that. I probably haven't always been as good about it as I could have. But my desire is to give in simplicity the message the Lord gave for this morning. I walked in from the house, from my office is outside, and I came in from the office outside, and I I didn't have a suit coat on that afternoon, and I went to do something, and I recognized that I had four pens in my pocket. Do you know how I got those four pens? One at a time. Because when I'm sitting in the office working, I have pens, and I have a certain kind of pen I use, and I like people to give my pens back to me. And I was sitting there working, and I would set my pen down, and I would do either work on the computer or do something else that I didn't need a pen. And then I'd pick up another pen, and inadvertently, without thinking about it, I would put my pen in my pocket because I like to have a pen in my pocket. So I always have a pen with me usually. I usually have one. And so when I would get done with my pen, I would just put it in my pocket, and then I'd start need a pen again. So I'd look and pull out another pen there at my desk. And without thinking of it, by the time I got into the house and looked down, I looked like a certifiable nerd, because I had four pens. And if you have four pens in your pocket, you're in good company. But I didn't intend to do that. And the Lord started talking to me. And the Lord started talking to me because, see, we're at the beginning of a new year. And sometimes in life, without even thinking about it, we start picking up some baggage. Without thinking of, I know all of us the last year, we've been through some battles, haven't you? You've been through some trials. Has anybody here had any people problems in the last year? Someone that just was a difficulty? All right. Do you know that's part of life? And it is part of life that not everything is always easy. But sometimes with best of intentions, we start accumulating stuff. Go look in your garage. Open up your closet. Have you ever opened up your closet and just realized there was just stuff? It was stuff that you don't use it. It was stuff that you picked up here and picked up there. And pretty soon, you look at it and think, what is all that doing in there? I don't need that. There are some things that I kept from my college days for over 20 years. And I just didn't want to throw it away. I mean, that was important. That was a special time of my life. Until finally it was like, I haven't used it for 20 years. Renee, let's just go ahead and get rid of it. Let's just go ahead and get rid of it. I wonder this morning how much stuff spiritually we have picked up over the last few years with best of intentions. It's not throwing stones this morning. But folks, I didn't intend. Because you know what happens after a while if I wouldn't have emptied my pockets out? Do you know how many pens I would have in my pocket this morning? I can tell you I would have a whole lot more than four. But I didn't think about it. And that's what I did with my pens. I put them here. We go through battles of life, and sometimes without thinking of it, we start storing stuff that we need to lay down at the feet of Jesus. And through time, stuff will start slowing us down. The things that we pick up with just the natural accumulation of going through spiritual battles, it will pile up so much, it will begin to affect our relationship with God. It will begin to affect your relationship with other people. There are relationships that you have with people that maybe you have accumulated some stuff that if you want to move forward in a positive direction, you're going to have to start emptying your pockets out. You know how they keep going and you might have more than four. Well, there's a scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 in the verse 11. Paul was talking about when he was reminding those at Corinth about when they first got saved. When they first gave their heart to the Lord, he said, for behold, 2 Corinthians 7 verse 11, behold this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation against wrong, what fear, what respect for God, yea, what vehement desire, what zeal, yea, what revenge. He said, in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Do you remember when you first got saved? Does anybody else remember when you first got saved and what a clearing there was? Maybe after you got saved, there was some time that you came back to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm just feeling weighted down and I've picked up some stuff and I just want to be sure that everything is clear in my soul with God. I want to be so, Lord, I just want to lay everything down. When we first got saved, you remember how clean you were? You were so clean and you were forgiven of all your sins, and it doesn't matter who had wronged you. You were just, I forgive them. I forgive them. I'm not holding any grudges. I'm not holding any bitterness. All of the things that they've done through the years, Lord, I just lay them down because I've been saved and I've got a fresh start. But when those people come back around and still causing you problems, you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to start putting some pins back in your pocket. He wants to start causing some of the resentments. He wants to cause there to be some, I don't want to say unforgiveness. I want to say a lack of forgiveness. Lack of forgiveness turns into unforgiveness. But I don't think unforgiveness always happens overnight. I think it starts with accumulating stuff. With best of intentions. And I wonder this morning if there are some things the Lord wants us to lay down this morning. Because Krista came in Sunday school and said, does anybody have a pen? And you know what? I think she was a little shocked. Because I opened up my jacket and I had four pens. And I gave it to her and I said, but I want it back. I want it back. Do you know what this morning? Because I didn't want to write three pens on the board. But do you know this morning that sometimes even with hurts that happen in life, it's really hard to let go of them? You know what makes us feel good? That sounds odd. Hurts make us feel good? If they don't make us feel good, why don't we give them up more easily? Why do we hang on to them so much? Now, I know hurts hurt. But I also know there's something like, I still want to hold on to it. I don't want to just release this thing. Why don't we want to release the hurts that life brings? Because sometimes our identity is defined by our relationships with other people. And when our identity is defined by this person did this and they hurt me, we can start accumulating some things that we are defined now by what they did to us in the past. And the Lord wants this to be a time that we say, Lord, I am willing this morning to again clear my pocket, clear my mind of the past hurts, and maybe there's been some areas that it's not just a hurt, it's turned into some bitterness, that Lord, I am willing to release it this morning. Because I want to go forward with a clear mind. He said, what clearing of yourselves. There's a need, folks, for saints of God to clear themselves sometimes. Just because we get saved and left it at the altar doesn't mean that we're never going to have to come back to this place. Because in living life, things start to accumulate sometimes, again, with best of intentions, and we need to just clear some things out. It happens to our garage. I'm embarrassed to have people go in our garage. I'll just admit it. It's because we can work and get it cleaned up. We don't have a shed, so all of the yard equipment is there. We make trips so often that all the luggage, it gets pulled out of the attic. And one time I need this bag, the next trip I need a smaller bag, and then the whole family goes, so we need all the bags. And so when we clean the garage, all the bags get put back up in the attic. All the yard equipment's over here, not to say anything of the children's bikes and their toys. Now, you know how all that fits in the garage? Not real well. Got all my tools, the saw, the tables, all of that stuff. And so we get it cleaned up, and there's still not a lot of space, but at least it's organized. Within two weeks, normally, you walk back and it's like, I thought we cleaned this. Stuff. Sometimes we need to go through our spiritual closet and say, Lord, are there things that we just need to get rid of? Are there things this morning in your life, and it's not my job to go through your closet. I don't want to go through your closet. But it's not my job to go through your spiritual closet either. Folks, the Holy Spirit is faithful and diligent to let us know when we started accumulating some things with best of intentions, and the Lord saying, I really want you to get rid of that. Because I want to fill that place with something better. When our hearts are full of hurt and pain and what someone did and we're accumulating those things, it's really hard to be full of the joy of the Lord. And we say, Lord, I want your joy. Why aren't you blessing me? Because you've accumulated some stuff that you need to come back and say, Lord, I'm willing to empty out. And I'm willing to throw away some things that maybe I've held on to for years. What clearing of yourself. Maybe it's someone that you not just need to let go of something. Maybe there's someone in your life that you need to go and say, I'm sorry. It never ceases to amaze me how hard it is for some people to just say, I was wrong. Have you ever found people that just cannot hardly admit it? They will do everything but, there was a math teacher in junior high school one time, he made a mistake in a math problem. And the class pointed it out. He was so proud, he couldn't just say, oh yeah, I messed up, thanks for correcting me. But he tried to explain and twist and tried to maneuver and manipulate just so he wouldn't have to say, I made a mistake. If you're a person this morning, it's hard for you to look at messes you've made and say, you know what, I messed up. Realize that you need to take some things out. Because until we can say, I was wrong, we will not be able to move forward. Folks, it's true in relationships with people as well as with God. Do you know there are people that can do some really horrible things and then they move on, but they yet don't come back and apologize. And as saints of God, we're to forgive even if someone doesn't say they're sorry, right? We have to release it. We release it. But do you know that relationships can never be bound up and move forward in the trust relationship that is meaningful until someone is able to say, I'm sorry. I messed up. So is it their job or our job? Lord, help us to know. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us do what? Lay aside. Lord, I'm going to start laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now you may say, I'm not a sinner, but folks, there are weights that God's people can start carrying. And Lord, I'm willing this morning to lay it down. Not a New Year's resolution. Not a New Year's resolution. But Lord, I realize when I look at what's happened the last year that I've kind of picked some things up. And it's kind of hindering me spiritually. Lord, I'm willing to lay it down this morning. And I want to give it to you. Because I don't want to carry that weight anymore. I want to lay aside this weight that does so easily beset us. Do you know that ships, when they're on the ocean and they, I don't know how long it takes, but ships start picking stuff up through time. Barnacles. And they start accumulating stuff on the hull of the ship. What it causes is it causes a decrease in fuel efficiency because there's drag. It's not going through the water smoothly. And it costs billions of dollars a year to clean the hulls of ships. So now they're coming out with some new technology, different paints, different structure on the hulls to try to resist those things from growing. But you know, sometimes for all of us, we may be serving the Lord, we're headed the right direction, but just because of life, we start some things attaching. And it starts slowing us down spiritually. Do you know the Lord would like there to be a clearing? And you know, that's not, I'm talking to God's people now this morning, all right? This home, folks. It does not de-spiritualize us to admit that, you know what, I picked some stuff. And I'm just not, things aren't smooth like they one time were. Maybe you need to look in your pocket and see what you picked up. Because all of us through life start picking things up. It's just maintenance. You know, cars have to be realigned. Tires have to be changed. Tires have to be rotated. Oil has to be changed. There's lots of maintenance that goes on. Folks, spiritually, we're the same way. We cannot live exclusively on our, when I got saved 40 years ago. I got saved over 40 years ago, saints. But you know what? If I wouldn't have ever come back to the Lord, I would not be here this morning. But it was when I recognized that, Lord, there's some things that you need to, I want to get some maintenance done spiritually. Pick some things up. And sometimes they're attitudes. Have you ever recognized you had an attitude that the Lord wasn't just real pleased with? And you surprised yourself. It's like, where did that come from? Let's not be so spiritual we can't admit that too. Sometimes because of things that happen in life, we start to get just a little bit of an attitude about something. And the Lord's saying, can you lay that down too? You know, you got four pins. You don't need that. You don't need that. You need to start cleaning house a little bit. For some time, sometimes it's a pin of unforgiveness or bitterness. But you know, sometimes we've been carrying around failures of the past. You know that failures can really be a weight to you moving forward this year in the Lord. You look back at something that you just really messed up spiritually. And the devil doesn't want you to forget it. He just keeps bringing, you remember you did this, or this is what you said. You remember how you acted. You remember this. You didn't do it like you should have. And you have already asked the Lord to forgive you, and the Lord has forgiven you, but you're holding on to your own failure. The Lord doesn't want you to do that. You don't have to hold on to your failures this morning. The Lord wants you to come and say, Lord, I know it's a weight, and I'm so sorry. But you know normally what I found in my own life? Here's a pin of failure. This one is broke. Do you know this morning that I have found in life that when I have failed and when I haven't done as well as I thought I should have, that the Lord normally brings another opportunity around again. You think it was a one-time thing and I blew it. I found that through time, the Lord sends another trial around. He says, all right, Michael, last time you remember you felt so badly and you thought you knew you should have done better, here's another opportunity. Now, that may mean you're asking for another trial this year. But don't hold on to the failures of last year, saints. If you have apologized, if you have repented, if you've asked the Lord to forgive you, declutter. Declutter. There's baggage that starts weighing us down. And you know, when we start collecting so much, it can just leave us emotionally and spiritually drained. If you're in a condition, you're just spiritually drained all the time, it would behoove you to kind of examine your spiritual closet or your spiritual pocket and just see if you've started picking things up. Scripture says, and this is another pen. I probably need more than four pens in my pocket this morning. But there's another one that the Scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, be not conformed to what? To this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. In other words, my mind that was where it should have been needs to be renewed. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There is a mindset that is in the world that nothing matters. Do whatever you want. There is a permissive attitude that is creeping in amongst too many people that are professing to be saved. Now, I don't hear any amens, but it's still true. There's a permissive attitude among some of God's people that, you know, this doesn't really matter. This doesn't matter. And we need to stop sometimes personally and as a people and look in the mirror at ourselves and say, have I picked up worldliness? Have I picked up a mindset that the world has that's calling evil good and good evil? Are there things that one time I knew what the Scripture says and I know that we're supposed to be careful with what we do and where we go and how we dress and the attitudes we have and the thing. And I know we're to be a modest people. We're to be an humble people. We're to be separate from the world. We are in the world, but we're not to be of the world. So, but we live in the world. And you know what happens through time if we're not careful? We start to pick up inadvertently. It's not like we wake up one day and say, I want to be worldly instead of being spiritual. I want to be worldly today. We don't do it. Most people don't. Most people don't. But what happens through time, people start picking up a little bit of this here and just a little bit of that. And maybe they're things that really are not sinful in and of themselves, but through time it turns into sin. Through time, I picked up so much worldliness, people listen, they're a child of God? And people start wondering, are they still saved? I don't know the heart, but the fruit sure does look worldly. How did that happen? One pen at a time. So Lord, would you renew my mind? If you look at your life and you begin to get a little too close to the world, wanted to look a little bit too much like him, be a little bit too much like him, be accepted a little bit too much like by them. The Lord's saying, can you lay down that little worldliness that you started to pick up? Maybe it's not showing on the outside, but worldliness starts on the inside. It starts with our affections. It starts with our desires. It starts with our purposes. There's another one. You remember in Luke 8, we won't read the whole parable for the sake of time this morning, But when the seed was sown, some fell on good ground and some on stony ground. Some fell amongst the thorns. In verse 14, it said, that which fell among thorns are they which, when they heard, they go forth and are choked out with, remember what they're choked out with? With cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to perfection. This is one that we need to be really careful about, folks. That's the, again, I didn't intentionally put four pins in my pocket. It just happened. Inadvertently. A job here, a job there, a hobby here, going and doing this, and we can get so busy that we start neglecting the things that God has for us to do. Was it sin to take that extra job? Was it sin to go fishing? Was it sin to do this or do that? No, not in and of itself. But the cares of life can begin to burden us down sometimes. And if the lawful things of life are hindering you from doing the work that God has for you to do, the Lord wants you to declutter. Because the cares of life can start choking out the word of the Lord. Social pursuits. Young people, be very careful about this one. There are people that are just having to go all the time. Have to have social, 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 social. And it begins to be a weight to them spiritually. And the Lord wants us to find our identity in Him. Not based upon your social media, not based upon what people think of you socially, but God wants you to find your identity in Him as a child of God. And so that means sometimes we need to declutter. And we say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. Scripture says, casting all your what? Can we take all of it this morning and say, and just cast all of it on the Lord, because He cares for us this morning. The Lord cares for all of us this morning. Having these promises, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, you know, it feels a little funny to grab all these and just put a whole pile of pins in my pocket. But do you know we have a privilege of doing that with the Lord this morning? We can just come and say, Lord, just because of life, some of the trials, some of the hurts, some of the failures, some of the things I've been through, some of the exposures that I've had in the world, and I see it started to change my thinking, that, Lord, I just want to come back and I want to give them to you. Because, Lord, I want you to be pleased with my life. The Lord wants to bless you this year. You young people, God wants to bless you this year. God wants to give you adults, you parents, God wants to give you a good year in Him. It doesn't mean exempt from temptations and trials. But He wants to, like David said, Lord, renew unto me the joy of salvation. Where did it go? Yeah, David sinned, but what about for us? Sometimes it wasn't just sin, but just through the day, I just picked up this here and that there. Pretty soon I lost my joy. So what's the answer? Do some self-examination. Say, Lord, I want to cast my care on You, and I want to cleanse myself. And so Jesus said, and it applies to so much more than sin, in Matthew in the 11th chapter in the 28th verse, Jesus said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you picked up some baggage, picked up some things along the way this last year, you recognize that you're still holding on to it. Because I was really surprised when I opened up I looked down and four pins? How'd that happen? And the Lord said it happens the same way spiritually. We just stuff it. We stuff. Stuff the hurt. Stuff bitterness. Stuff failure. Stuff this. Stuff that. And pretty soon, We're not operating spiritually in an optimal way. So the Lord gives us an invitation. I told in closing this morning, we had the group of about 15, 14 that went to Mexico. And we told everybody that went, we said, you can bring a carry-on luggage that's carry-on size. It's carry-on size. And that was a challenge for some people. Because we're talking about, we want it to be according to airline regulations that you had a small. Because do you know how much room 14 or 15 people if they all brought these big bags? So we try to minimize that by saying, a carry-on bag, you can do it for a week. You can do it. And so that meant you had to only take the important stuff. You had to go through and say, do I really need this? Did any of you young people do that? Do I really need this? Nah, I can let that one go because it won't fit. I wonder this morning if we have been carrying some things in our life that we really don't need that are going to hinder us. And as we stand and sing a song this morning, I think it would be a really good time to do some praying. Seek the Lord. If the Lord's talking to your heart, you know, the Lord isn't going to force us to lay things down. He's not wresting it out of our hands. He's saying, you know what? Just, can you come and leave it with me? And you can go away a lot lighter if you'll be willing to leave your burdens and your load with the Lord.